You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org.
Go on.
You know what I think you're trying to do? I think you're trying to hypnotize.
If that's what Wax Taylor is trying to do, it works. Over the last 10 years, the nearly 40-year-old French artist has crafted a series of albums that turn music making on its head and harkens back to a music revolution of the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. That's when artists like Karlheinz Stockhausen were creating collages out of radio broadcasts. And Pierre Schaeffer and Pierre Henry were recording sounds from the world and cutting their own discs to create sonic collages. Wax Taylor does something similar, but with a beat.
Sometimes an extremely dangerous practice.
It can't be the conscience of the whole world.
Wax Taylor is the performance name taken by Jean-Christophe Lasseau. Sitting in a friend's apartment in Manhattan, he's slight of frame, bald, and wearing a fedora, cutting a nerdy figure not unlike Moby. Since his debut in 2004, his music has been a mix of hip-hop, jazz inflections, chanteuse singing, mixed with sampled film scores and dialogue.
I have something to tell you.
Lasseau is a composer of sounds as much as music, and that's why he took the name Wax Taylor. He stitches sounds together like fabric.
Mostly it's like a lot of old movies, things like that, but it can be from very different sources because it's a lot about sounds itself, the organization of sounds, and just making music with it.
As one by one, we must all file on through the narrow aisles of pain.
It can come from even obscure, very old thing from TV shows, whatever. Everything vinyls first, because BBC vinyls with a radio host and all that, and it's so exciting for me. I've always been very interested about the voices from the radio, so I've used a lot of things like that too, and it can be stories for kids, whatever. Everything is just material and just makes something special with it.
I'm on the phone.
Jean-Christophe Lasseau isn't a trained musician. In fact, he started out as a radio disc jockey before turning into a dance DJ inspired by hip-hop music.
When they sweat the technique.
The hip-hop is really my basement because I was 11 in 86 when I was first really introduced to this. But yeah, that was the moment you search for yourself about the music, and I had this strong meeting with the first thing that I heard was like Run DMC, UTFO, Public Enemy in 87, Eric B. and Rakim and all that, and it was like, just blew my mind.
Wax Taylor frequently uses rappers in his music, especially the MC known as Matic. He loves the rapping, but it was the sampled constructions of artists like Cold Cut and Public Enemy's Bomb Squad that really captured his imagination.
Hit me!
It was a lot about the sampling music. I think it's very important too, because I had no idea how they were creating this kind of music, but I was so excited about it. It was just blew my mind for real. Just changed everything in my life.
Raise your right hand. Raise your right hand.
Although there is an electronic quality to Wax Taylor's music, virtually all of the sounds come from sampling.
It's quite always samples, quite always. But for me, what is very exciting is the way you you edit, cut, and replay everything so that it can sound like you're using real instruments. I've worked a lot about this process because for me, it's really about the sampling music right now and how I'm working. It's really about creating my own instruments. That's what I want to do. So I'm just digging for sounds, not loops, or mostly for sounds. And with this, I'm just trying to replay what I want, but with my own creation of sound.
But don't you understand? I don't want to go no more.
Just go.
Although he was born in 1975, Wax Taylor's musical influences, like his vocal samples, are from an earlier time.
I gotta say, I'm more about the 50s and 60s. Because of the sound, again, I mean, I mentioned that because I'm so obsessed about the sound. Like, I love the jazz with the beginning of Miles Davis and John Coltrane. This period is very exciting for me.
Wax Taylor also has a penchant for wonderful singers in that sultry jazz mode. He leaves it to them to arrive at the lyrics and melodies. Charlotte Savary, speaking from her home in Paris, has been with him from the beginning.
The first thing that I thought was that, wow, this music is so inspiring, it's so moody, it's so dark, it's so beautiful. And it was really, really easy to go into this musical universe and create something.
One of the songs she composed with Wax Taylor is Alien in My Belly.
Alien in My Belly had a little lead of a melody. And I started the melody from this little melody and expanded it. And about the subject of the songs is actually a feeling that you get. A lot of people ask me if it was about pregnancy, and it's not, actually. But it could be, it could be. It's about the feeling that you get in your stomach when you're going through a breakup and you wake up each morning too early with this knot in your throat, in your belly, and it's just trying to explain this feeling with a metaphor, I guess.
Alien in my belly as I wake up every morning. Alien in my belly like a clock always.
Wax Taylor is a musical omnivore and he has a lot of influences. Progressive rock, 50s lounge music, French chanson, and classic film composers like Ennio Morricone and John Barry. That influence is amplified on his live album, Phonovision Symphonic Orchestra. Wax Taylor brought his sample sound to the concert stage with a full orchestra, choir, and ensemble.
It's more organic and it's more physical too. Like this is very particular because there is a moment you feel like you're part of the audience too, just listening to it, like the physical thing of this orchestra.
Wax Taylor has evolved into a new kind of musician. On Phonovision Symphonic Orchestra, he's on stage scratching on turntables. But he's clearly not just a dance DJ. He's more like a film director, and his albums are his movies.
Oh, I beg your pardon, ladies and gentlemen. I did not know that you were waiting for me.
It's a lot about the directing. Just the moment you get a project, you search for featuring that can be kind of characters, and just about the vocabulary I use, I realize there's a lot of common points with the movies and the direction, and that's probably why I'm so obsessed about the directors.
Wow. Wax Taylor's latest album is Phonovision Symphonic Orchestra, a double CD plus DVD of his live orchestral performance.
At the count of three, you will awaken and remember nothing.
I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.